Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tommy, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
The many roads I've covered, the many trails I've burned, but when I passed it across the whole world made a turn, and we've got time to kill. What a thrill, June and July. We got all our love, buckets of the tears that we cried.
The Steve Mayo, Lou Felicione Show, Lou Felicione, Steve Mayo Show. Lou, good to see you again.
Nice to see you. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, Steve.
Thank you very much, sir. We're observing it there in the Mayo household, and it's a great holiday. Someday when I bone up on my religious history, I'll tell you, everybody knows the meaning of Hanukkah. Generally, it's freedom against the pagan Greeks. I'm not knocking Greeks. I love Greece. I love Greek culture. But this was an ancient, you might say primitive Greek culture that was really valuing really non-spiritual things, just physical things like physical combat and sex and all the other great things, not the combat, but it celebrates the freedom, the faith freedom. And I believe all religions recognize the Maccabee heroics, and it's worth talking about one night, but I got to get my theology down. I'm not strong or fresh enough on it, but it's an important holiday, which incidentally is unique in the Jewish religion in that it is not a biblical holiday, Lou. It came real late.
Yes.
This is after the Jewish Bible was written 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. The story of the Maccabees is about 150 BC, so it's fairly recent in biblical terms. In any case, Lou and I would like to talk about everything under the sun this week. We welcome your calls, 914-636-0110. We're here at WVOX 1460 AM radio, great commercial, public-spirited, serving the Westchester community, especially New Rochelle, but surrounding areas from the Bronx to Lower Connecticut and to many points within. But we cover everything generally. Lou wants to devote enough time to this new COVID-19 variant, and I think that probably has to command the headlines. I just want to give you a quick preview where I'd like to go. Omicron variant, of course, very important. We need to learn more about it. Lou will take the lead on that. Me, I would like to go back to the BBB, the Build Back Better legislation passed last week, or maybe now it's 2 weeks ago, by Congress. I want to ask, Build Back Better? You mean from Washington? Why can't we do this stuff locally, begin locally, and then if we need help from Washington, let's call on Washington, but first we should call on our resources locally and call on our states. That's their first job if you read the Constitution, and I do wish members of Congress would read the Constitution once in a blue moon. I would also like to touch on the media in this year, this very tough and difficult and dangerous year. You may say dramatically, it has been a very tough year politically, culturally, health-wise. The media, where is it? It has been reputed in history as the fourth estate, referencing the nobility and the political and the commercial interests historically. And that was three. And then the fourth estate was to be a free press, an honest critic, an honest reporter of facts. I'm afraid the media has failed in that important historical mission, and I'd like to cover that tonight if we can. But again, the latest news on the COVID-19 pandemic, horrible news it is, the way it seems to me. Build back better to me? No. Fix that pothole, Bubba. That to me is better than build back better. Get to work on our local infrastructure and the other major regional, national stuff, will and should follow. And finally, a discussion of media today. Lou, but what really troubles you about this new news about the COVID?
Well, I just want to get back to the build back, what you were saying, Steve, is what's bothering me is, in especially these small cities like around here, I just hope this money that they get don't get locked up into a general fund. Because I see that happen over the years so many times that we get so much money from the federal government, so they have this extra money and they put it into the general funds and they use it for their whatever their pet peeve is of the day or whatever. I don't want to see that happen. I think every dollar that's given to every city and every county and every state should be accounted for. Has to be.
Absolutely. It's a
budget point. Has to be accounted. Because they never account for all that money. So that every dollar has to be. You're talking about trillion dollars here. It's a lot of money. So every dollar should be accounted for. This way there's not a more mix of use of this money.
Absolutely. Very good reason, again, to oppose that BBB and its successor. You know, the left-wing Dems and some weak-willed Republicans are going to go along with BBB2, supposedly the human infrastructure part. But you know that the first part, BBB1, had a lot of human pork and log rolling and all that stuff. Again, we're not against social spending here on the Feliciano Mayo show. We just believe it should originate locally where the people know the best, where we know the recipients, where we know our neighbor who needs help, and where the politicians and the bureaucrats who are very important to this process know the problem. But having everything go through Washington is not the answer. Everybody knows locality is the key to better service. Everybody knows that if you deal with a national brand or a national store, Lou, you're better off dealing with a local family brand or just a locally owned brand store outlet because they care more. You know the parties involved. And Lou, one more point. You say about the millions, the billions, the trillions. Absolutely true. If you're hoping, praying that money from Washington is going to eventually reach New Rochelle's potholes, you don't really care where 99% of the rest goes as long as you get your 1%.
Exactly.
Simplifying the numbers. But if you really are aiming to help your community and not helping the rest of the country, let their local residents care. You yourself as a taxpayer pay more attention to how things are spent and the quality of the construction. Most politicians, if you ask me if they're praying for help from Washington, don't pay attention how the money is raised or how it's spent. Very good point. We've got to get serious about infrastructure. And if you ask me, these gross omnibus approaches are not the answer, Lou. But let's get back to this COVID.
I want to get back to what you were saying about that. You know, about 10, 15 years ago, you remember, Steve, that had the buses that went from City Hall in New Rochelle to Albany and asking for money.
Sure.
And I was on the radio at that time, and I was against it. And people said, Lou, how are you against this? How can we go ask the state when 75 to 80% of the people north of Syracuse, north of Albany, are on some kind of public assistance?
Absolutely.
How can we go ask for money at New Rochelle when a handyman special at that time was going for over $400,000? I thought it was a waste of time. It's like crying with a loaf of bread under your arm, and you can't do that.
Absolutely true, and we never learn. And the local bleeding hearts, I'm not against compassion, but the local bleeding hearts, the people make a living acting like they care about the lesser privileged, well, they should put their money where their mouth is, as I think you're inferring, Lou, and really care about the people who need help. That's the people upstate New York, and of course, the people in our inner cities who still have substandard schools, despite having some of the most richly paid public schools teachers in the country.
Exactly.
And Lou is a public employee union veteran, and I know he knows this expertly in a way that I don't know. But let's face it, employee unions are important. Public employee, I get a little trouble with them. And let's face it, there's no public employee union stronger than the teachers union. And I think today we're seeing, especially after COVID, they sometimes abuse their power. If you don't agree, please let us know. 914-636-0110. This is Lou and Steve on WVOX.
Steve, I want to get to the virus now. The president was on today, and he talked about it. He talked about this is coming from Africa. It's in Europe. They have cases in Canada now. And he says, we're not going to be alarmed here. It's not an alarm. We just want you to know or whatever. We can't go through another year like last year and the year before that. We can't handle it. Mom and pop stores took a hit very bad. A lot of people went belly up. You got landlords, people who own office buildings, property that didn't get paid yet from because they these people can't afford to pay their rents or whatever. And, you know, and they make, you know, I'm an owner of a building. I have to still pay the oil bill. I still have to pay the Con Edison bill. But they're not getting a dime from the tenants or whatever. This economy can't handle another hit like this. We would go, we're going to go belly up. I think it's about time that we should start tracing these viruses, if it is a germ warfare that's going on with these new viruses that are coming out now, and hold people's feet to the fire, like China. This happened in China. I'm not trying to sound like Trump here, China virus or nothing, but if it happened in China, we'll tag China, if it happened there, then we should start from there and go on. And the United Nations needs to get off their tushes and go along with this.
I agree with your choice. That must be Italian, the tushes. I respect that. Some dialect. Lou, let's continue on this course. I think it's very important. Again, COVID version 2 or 3 could be very dangerous to us. Beyond the health, it's the remedies that may crush us in the end when we have to pay the piper. And in any case, this is Stephen Lou here on WVOX. We'll be back right after this break.
And national news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460
WEOX. I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated and schedule a booster shot amid concerns of a new coronavirus variant.
As additional protections, please wear your mask when you're indoors, in public settings, around other people. It protects you. It protects those around you.
The president says it's only a matter of time before the Omicron variant arrives in the U.S. The January 6th committee will take a vote Wednesday on whether to recommend contempt charges against former Justice Department lawyer Jeffrey Clark, who advised the Trump White House on election fraud claims.
Clark has not answered questions for the panel. The select committee has not yet said if it will pursue a contempt charge against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also refused to comply with a subpoena.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Between the junk you've accumulated and purged and the waste generated from everyday living, you need to rely on your trash removal service to get the job done. You deserve honesty. You expect reliability. You need CRP Sanitation. Since 1979, CRP Sanitation has been the trash removal company homeowners, business owners, and contractors have depended on for honest, reliable service. No dispatchers in different locations who don't know you, no answering services. CRP employees answer the phones, and they know their customers by name. Communication is a key to their success. Communication with you. Other companies offer the world and never deliver. CRP Sanitation offers exactly what you get. Honesty, dependability, professionalism. Doing some remodeling? CRP Sanitation can estimate the weight and needs of a dumpster. And that means not paying more than you need or having to add additional services at additional costs. Not all trash companies are created equal. Family-owned. CRP Sanitation. Westchester's finest in sanitation. Call 592-4129. 952-592-4129.
Hi, let me tell you a bit about Olivet Gospel Church. My name is Pastor Russell McLeod, and for over 20 years, I have been pastor of this evangelical church. At Olivet, we seek to worship God in the beauty of holiness and to engage in a simple obedience to the Word of God. We have a growing and diverse community of worshipers who celebrate Christ so that you never forget the refreshing sense of deliverance and victory you experience in worship. When you visit Olivet Gospel Church, you leave with tools to be a builder in God's kingdom. Let me invite you to visit our place of worship at 3900 Dyer Avenue, the corner of 233rd Street in the Bronx. Every Sunday at 8 in the morning, or for a second service at 11, you will be thrilled to participate in the praise and worship and receive an inspirational and comforting message from God's Word. Whoever you are, you will be at home at Olivet Gospel Church. God has given this church a history of ministry that goes back almost 50 years in the Bronx. Come, God will remove the roadblocks in your life. I am Reverend Dr. Russell McLeod.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Thanks to our musical partners, The Band. Great band that was, and can't get enough of them. In any case, Lou and I are with you Mondays at 5:30 here at WVOX, 1460 AM, your great community service and privately owned radio station. So unique, so incredible, have made New Rochelle and Westchester such better communities. We've been talking about everything under the sun as usual. My complaint, the Build Back Better farce, which to me is a horrible hoax. Lou wants to go further on the COVID-19 version 3, perhaps. I want to talk about media responsibilities, the Fourth Estate, etc. All of which we hope to cover with our callers. We'll be right to you. I just wanted to say, whatever we do, I think Lou and I agree, and this is his point. He can expand it, but I want to headline it. Federal mandates? Bad idea. If you think federal mandates are the answer, then why not international mandates? If federal mandates are the best idea on the block, why not have the same mandate in every country? And I'll tell you why those don't go past the first block. Because even the most corrupt politicians and the most paid off, bought off pharmaceutical companies, I'm not against capitalism, I'm just against robber capitalist monopolists, even the most experienced and corrupted international global politician knows that they're unenforceable. You're not going to send UN peacekeeping forces to enforce the international mandate in Idaho or in Wisconsin or in Massachusetts. It's got to be done locally. That's Lou's point, and I'd like Lou to expand on it when he gets a chance, but we have to go to our callers. They pay our bills, you might say. Let's go to number one. Hello, Renato.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for listening.
I had a couple of things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Getting back to the variant about this new coronavirus variant here, I just heard that the mayor of New York City is planning to take a trip next week to Ghana. Now, I know it's not on the list of countries. I know South Africa and some other countries are. So, I'm as a public official, I think... to me, setting a bad example, doing something, he could delay that trip. I don't know the importance of it.
Yes.
But, I think it's just setting a bad example, not being in office yet.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's just, a bad segue.
No, it's a fair point. Let's face it. He's prone to the charge of hypocrisy, right? He doesn't want people from Africa, some countries, visiting us. Why would he go visit them? You're right.
Well, thank you.
I think, Renato, there's a catch to this, what I see. He's got his name in the hat for running for governor. So I think that if he goes there and shows, that he's in tune with the people or whatever like that, he gets some more brownie points. I think this is just another political move. That's how I see it.
No doubt.
Well, My biggest thing I wanted to talk about, and not to sway from your conversation.
That's fine.
I'll make
Go
it
ahead.
Quick. Over the weekend, yesterday, there was a shooting on the RFK Bridge where the state police were involved, New York City police were involved. Somebody stole the car. They caught him on the bridge. There was a shootout. They wound up catching the guy in Harlem. But my point is, this guy was arrested 2 weeks ago for almost the same thing, okay?
Yes.
And let out of jail. When are these politicians going to start changing these laws and keep the criminals in prison? They're allowing these guys to come out, and 2 weeks later, the governor said after the two women in Yonkers got shot, okay, that she was going to revisit this bail reform law. Nothing has been done, and here it is again, almost the same thing. Another criminal,
career criminal,
with a gun, in jail, let out of jail, does the same thing. Now a police officer is hurt.
Oh,
I don't know how serious he is. There was a shootout. The guy got away. He started banging into other cars. Come on. Enough is enough. One of the citizens going to put the fire to these politicians and say, enough is enough. You're there not only to pass laws, you're there to pass laws to protect the good citizens,
I totally agree with you, Renato.
Let me agree with that particular point. We've got to put these politicians on notice that we're not going to stand for this. It's unacceptable. And let's face it, Renato, we can all be from right to left in political philosophy, but I think we'll all agree the idea of a woke prosecutor is almost a contradiction in terms. If you're a prosecutor, I want you to be hard-nosed. Doesn't mean you have to be a reactionary, but you should be as conservative as you can be. If you believe in law and order, you'll make a good prosecutor. Yep. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican.
On to what you said, right. Renato.
You notice I did not mention Democrat. I did not mention Republican.
Yep. Yes.
I mentioned American citizens, okay, people that pay, like you said, pay the bills, okay, pay taxes, want to be protected, want to be able to go out and enjoy themselves when possible. And you know, you got career criminals on a regular basis. You saw the young lady that was attacked on the subway a few nights ago, punched in the face. I mean, these are just out of control. Kids shootouts in Poughkeepsie, and it's out of control. And we as a country, have to say enough is enough, and we have to petition these people, and we have to get the laws changed, and we have to open up. We cannot close prisons.
I totally agree with that.
Prisons. We need to keep these people behind bars until they learn their lesson.
I agree with you. And Rikers should, as imperfect as Rikers has been, and it's never been more imperfect than under socialist de Blasio, we should keep it open. We should improve it.
Amen.
But breaking it up into five parts is just going to spread the problem like a virus.
And one last thing, Renato, look at the Christmas parade in Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago. The guy got out about a week before. He had about 10 priors or whatever like that. They let the guy out on a bail or whatever. You know, once these guys are felons, repeat felons, they should stay in jail.
You know, until they're reformed. If you can reform them, if they can change their way, I'm all for it. I'm all for spending the money that way.
Me too.
But just to let them out, to commit more crime, no, it's not the answer.
I totally agree.
Renato, great call. Lots of points. Please listen again.
Thank you for my call.
A pleasure to hear you.
Thank you, Renato.
Remember, another station. I won't mention the station, but I'll mention the host, Bob Grant, the gentleman who interested me in talk radio and such, and talking about public issues in public. Bob Grant used to say, these repeat criminals are telling us something. They're declaring war on society. They're not individual problems. They may be treated individually, but as a group, they have declared war on law-abiding women and men, people of all colors and backgrounds and ethnicities. We cannot do what they want us to do. It's no time to be woke to their needs. It's time to be woke to the needs of society as a whole, and that means safe streets. The first job of government, I don't care if it's local government or on our borders, the federal government. This is the Steve and Lou Show here on WVOX Mondays at 5:30. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Steve, Lou, how are you?
Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Larry.
Happy Hanukkah, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Larry.
Now, here's what I want to say. The COVID virus is the Communist Democratic Party's dream come true. They're using this to destroy the country. You know, the worst virus that came out, the first one, had over a 99% recovery rate. So what did they do? They shut down the world economy. They put a lot of businesses out of business, like you said, Lou, and they attacked every facet of our society. They had rioting, defund the police. That was all through this virus. Now, ask yourself this. They're coming up with these new variants. Is this in order to destroy our voting system? Are they going to come out with another variant virus just before election time in 2020 because the communists know they can't win? And they're going to say we need mail-in voting again and have a big farce?
Good point.
You know?
Mail-in voting is with us already with very little provocation. That was underway before COVID. Larry, you're raising some interesting points, certainly arguable to some of our audience, but certainly interesting, provocative. Stay where you are if you can, Larry.
Yep.
Take you after the half-hour break here on the Lou and Steve Show, Mondays at 5:30 p.m. Please write our number down, 914-636-0110. Call in after the next couple of calls.